Hi, this is Claudio from Coheed in Cambria, and you are listening to the All Things Coheed podcast. I am the unfun one of the band.
Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Alyssa Marie.
I'm Jeremy Gold.
I'm Josh Barnett.
I'm Randy.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
Hee hee, ya booty.
Today we are here to talk about all of the fun things that Coheed is doing for us, playing shows, playing boats, playing festivals. We have tons of people here to talk about it, as you have heard in our introduction.
Yeah, I mean, very clearly there's a shit ton of people in this room not saying shit, which is fine. We don't have to say shit for right now. It's going to come a little bit later in the episode. It's just, holy fuck, there's so many dates. Like, if you're a Coheed fan, your calendar is goddamn packed right now. Because it's the fucking cruise. We've got the tour. Let's just run through it, okay? First off, we've got Neverender, No World for the Waking Mind. So we finally got our No World tour. That was canceled because of COVID, right? Not going to the same venues, which I thought was a really interesting thing. So, because there's no Indiana date. There's no Fort Wayne. I'm pissed.
Darn. Okay?
Shut up, Alyssa.
Going to fucking Indiana, bro.
What? Okay, it's the sacrificial lamb that had to be killed so that we could have the tabernacle.
I was literally about to say the same exact thing. We got the tabby back. That's all that matters.
With special guest Def Heaven, dates are in April, May, September, and October.
Right, and then right after that, we are welcomed to Rockville with Tool, the Deftones, Mars Volta, and Grandson, who were on the first SS Neverender, and that hits on May 21st.
Tight as fuck. And then we have a three-show run opening for Incubus, which is wild. Like, the moment I heard they're going to be with Incubus, I just tweeted. I was like, pardon me while I burst, because that's absolutely how I felt. It's going to be three shows with Incubus. They're opening for them, apparently. I don't know how that's going to work out. And then that's going to lead up to Point Fest on May 27th with Incubus, Bad Omens, and the Pretty Reckless.
And literally, the day after Point Fest, we get probably one of the coolest festivals out there, Adjacent Fest, where Travis will not only be playing with Coheed, but he will also be shredding and melting faces in LS Dunes. And that festival is with Turnstile, Blink 182, The Front Bottoms, and Knocked Loose. Tons more on that lineup as well. And as we're talking about LS Dunes, they are also playing the first six shows of Sad Summer Festival with Taking Back Sunday, Mom Jeans, and more. Definitely come out to those shows as well.
And then the fucking craziest goddamn show happens not here. Okay? We've got Coheed playing Download 20 on Saturday, June 10th with Metallica, Ice Nine Kills, Alex is on Fire. Alexis on Fire? I don't remember how to say this shit. It's been like fucking 10 years since I've heard this band name, and I just remembered. You know what I'm talking about? Like when you're scrolling through your iPod, and you're like, oh, who's this band? And it's like, I have no fucking idea how to pronounce this. Disturbed, and then a ton more bands. And then at Hellfest, that following weekend with Kiss, Hollywood Vampires, and a bunch more bands. It's fucking crazy.
And then I believe the final festival on the docket, Coheed will also be playing the Blue Ridge Festival as they're making their way through that second leg of the No World for the Waking Mind Neverender Tour.
Lastly, we have SS Neverender with Davenport Cabinet, which could be their final show. I mean, they've had four final shows. So how many shows, final shows have they had, Devin?
I think this is the third final.
This is the third final show. Okay. This is the going away, going away, going away tour for Davenport Cabinet. Joey Efford, Sunny Day Real Estate, Motion City Soundtrack, Anthony Green, Keo Nashi? Fuck yeah. And just, like, a ton more. Like, I was going through the list of bands that are on the SS Neverender, and I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? I saw a goddamn Hamburglar with Ronald McDonald looking metal as fuck, and I'm so excited. I believe we also have a Emo Knight as well, which I think should count as a band, because Emo Knight's cool as fuck.
Now, did
but
you
yeah,
stop...
Neverender's coming eventually.
Sorry. Did you stop naming bands because you didn't want to say Mannequin Pussy?
Oh, no, I'm totally fine with saying Mannequin Pussy. It's just, it's really weird that we're talking about that. That's interesting.
Just making sure.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Josh.
Of course.
So before we start talking about all of these shows in depth, we have tons of people here who are attending these shows, which is why we have so many guests on today. But we need to know a little bit about you as an individual. So we are going to go around the room, do some icebreaker questions. I know we all kind of know each other in here, but
met y'all before in my life, ever.
Who are these people?
Who the hell are these people?
Rob, what questions do we have for our guests today?
First thing we always ask is, what is your favorite Coheed album? Our second question is, what is your favorite Coheed song? It can be from that album, doesn't have to be from that album, but what about right now? So everyone knows that Coheed fans have a fluctuating relationship with the albums and songs, but what right now is your favorite album and song? And we'll start with Jeremy. Why don't we start with Jeremy?
Oh, favorite Coheed album. I mean, it's so hard. It's such a hard question because, I mean, obviously, immaculate discography, right? Am I right? But I guess I go back and forth between In Keeping Secrets and After Man Ascension. It can, you know, depends on the day, really. In terms of my favorite Coheed song, I have to say, usually my choice usually is Three Evils, actually. Ascension and Three Evils. Let's go with that.
That's an interesting pick, man. I don't know anybody who said Three Evils in a long time. Holy shit. That's nuts.
Although Alyssa has been a guest before, as you said, favorites are always fluctuating. Have your favorites changed since the last appearance on the All Things Coheed podcast?
I'd say I'm probably still pretty much the same favorites-wise. Like, I have, like, six favorites, but I'd say Dissension and... Dark Sentencer. I'm not sure if that's what I said last time, but that's what we'll go with now.
Josh, how about yourself?
Oh, what day of the week is it? Let me think for a second. honestly, because it fluctuates between In Keeping Secrets, actually Vaxxas 2, and I think I'm actually currently feeling The Color Before the Sun. And I'm not saying that to suck up, I promise.
Hot
I love
takes
that album.
With fucking Josh. Wild.
Yeah, bring it on. You know what? That song or that album is filled with nothing but bangers from front to back. So,
nuts, bro.
I don't care. I hold to this day that if the words not in canon were not part of that album's discussion, it would not be hated on anywhere near as much as it is.
Bullshit.
Say it.
I'd like to second that notion.
And as far as favorite songs, it's never changed. It is The Telling Truth. The one that I'm saddest I missed because I didn't get to go to the G8 right. One never ended.
You're redeeming yourself. Ooh. That's a fucking great song.
Yeah. One of these days, I'm going to get to yell out.
One of these days. Hopefully. If they ever fucking play it again. How about you, Randy?
So, in defense of The Color Before the Sun, before I, like, actually sat down and listened to the entire discography, that was, like, one of my favorite albums. I liked a lot of the songs off of it. But it's Afterman. Deluxe edition, both sides. I can't choose one. It is my favorite.
That's such a
end-to-end.
Fucking cop out. You can't
I don't
pick,
care.
You can't pick 12 nope. songs, you pick 28? What the
fuck? I can do whatever I want.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm just going to pick the first four albums. Everything before You're the Black Rainbow. That's what I'm going to fucking pick.
Okay, well, I feel the need to defend myself, okay? So I'm a really
go ahead.
Big reader. I'm a really big reader. So when I, like, listen to the Afterman albums, I'm imagining the storyline, like, as I'm listening to it, and it is one story, so therefore
picking,
it is a singular album, and I can pick both of them.
I'm picking Second Stage is a good Apollo too. That's it. It's the same story. Fuck all y'all. I got it, all right?
My favorite song right now is the Here to Mars Kennedy Space Center edition. We got asked in like our water cooler chat on Friday, like a song we would listen to on repeat like 20 times in a row. And I was like, well, that one, obviously. So
that's honestly fair as fuck.
And last but not least, Ryan.
A favorite album would be A Window of the Waking Mind. Been vibing that heavy. Favorite song is In Keeping Secrets, because the energy with In Keeping Secrets when you see that shit live is just, I don't know how to describe it. That like when I introduce people to Coheed, I'm like, yo, you gotta at least see this song.
The top three live song in my opinion.
Hell yeah. What about you, Devin?
We
haven't checked in a while.
Well, my favorite album is The Color Before the Sun. My favorite song is Island. However, Rise Nye and Asha is they're neck and neck, honestly, at this point. Just the opening drums, that shubadoobadoom. It's like, oh, we're locked in, brother. Let's go. But how about you, Rob?
I don't know how anything tops Good Apollo. I don't know how. It's just so fucking good front to back. Vaxxus 2 is up there, though. If there were, like, two less tracks on Vaxxus 2, I'd give it my number one.
Let me guess. Badman and,
No, I like Badman. You could get rid of Blood for me, though.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I gotta hang up. I can't do this. I gotta go. I just my
coffee. He gonna say Ladders is inadequate, too.
Oh, Love Murder 1.
No, okay, Love Murder 1 is my favorite from that album. I went through a very fucking messy divorce, and then fucking Love Murder 1 came out, and I was like, oh, this is the perfect song to have in my life right now. I fucking love that song. They haven't played it live yet. I'm so fucking stoked.
It's on the new tour.
Yeah, dude, they really do gotta play some more from that fucking album. I mean, what more can we ask for when they play a fucking window at the end of the set? That's insane. I can't believe they've done this. Favorite song right now would probably be... I've been spending a lot of... this is going to be crazy. I've been spending a lot of The Writing Rider, the first one on the album. Yeah, it slaps. It still slaps so fucking hard. Like, yes, I love The Willing Well and I love how it changes, but sometimes you just want a hard groove for, like, 4 minutes.
That's fair.
Devin, why don't you ask the next question?
Absolutely. So... the follow-up to this, we'll go around in the same order. How did you get into Coheed and Cambria?
So I got into Coheed in, I guess it would be 2004. I think a lot of people got into them because of the Favorite Has the Landing video. So that was my introduction to Coheed, seeing that on Fuse. You know, it kind of just grew on me. And then, you know, from there, I bought In Keeping Secrets and I had that on repeat. I actually didn't actually get Second Stage until after I saw them live. So they were actually my first ever concert was the free show that they did in Central Park, August 6, 2005, right before Good Apollo came out. Incredible. I was like front and center. It was a super hot day, but I would say, it was just, an uphill climb from there,
Yeah. 2007 for me, I'm one of them late bloomers. I am one of them Rock Band kids. So I was obsessed with Guitar Hero and obsessed with Rock Band. My brother is a metal drummer and I can't do nothing musically whatsoever, so I can do it in plastic instruments only. And I bought Rock
Hell
Band
yeah,
1.
Represent.
Trust me, the saddest thing is that my Xbox One doesn't work anymore because that's where all like 2,000 of my songs exist. And you can't get them back anymore, so hey. But I became obsessed with Welcome Home. Yeah, you can't read. You may be able to re-download, but from what I heard, you can't like move them forward.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's real sad. But I basically listened to Welcome Home nonstop and then borrowed the first four albums from my friend at the time, who was a coworker, burned them because I'm a degenerate, and then listened to them on repeat nonstop. And my first concert from them was back-to-back nights at the 930 Club in D.C. for Year of the Black Rainbow, with Circa opening for them, and it fucking blew my mind. They played Crowing on the second night, and I was hooked forever.
I laugh at you saying you were a late bloomer at 2007, because 2018. okay, but here's the thing. So I really loved The Suffering when I was in high school, but I had I didn't know Coheed and Cambria. I just knew the song and that there was a dude with a lot of hair and a high-pitched voice singing it. Like, that was the correlation that was made there. And then when Ryan and I started dating, that was when he was like, hey, I think you'd really like this band. They have a bunch of books that go with their music. And I was like, done, sign me up, I'm sold. So I think my first show was Jacksonville, February 2019. And we met Super Duper Cooper just wandering around in the crowd. So it was a lot of fun.
Super Duper.
That was right around my first show. I've known Coheed for so long, but right around my first show, I think it was Taking Back Sunday, 2018, Chicago.
That was a rough tour.
Why? What was it rough?
Taking Back Sunday did not sound very good. And
oh, got him. Holy shit.
Listen, I'm sorry. More often than not, I love Taking Back Sunday, but more often than not, they don't sound good live anymore.
Never sound very great live, but Adam is fucking amazing.
Seeing them on the boat, I was very underwhelmed. And I love TBS, but I was very underwhelmed seeing them on the boat. So
who opened for that show?
Devin, I know you have that encyclopedia in your brain. What are you doing?
Devin said, let me access the Rolodex real quick.
I know it's Taking Back Sunday, so you checked out, but come on.
The story so far opened, and then Taking Back Sunday played, and then Coheed played. And it's just so hard to open for Coheed in general, but that was when they were opening the tour with the Dark Sentencer, and hey,
It's arms behind my back. All right, hey guys, we got a couple more for you. Every time he'd come on stage, and then he was like, "We got a couple new ones for you," and then he like went right back into it. Every song, it was so crazy because I remember I was so excited for the story so far. I'm like, "This is gonna be rad. They're gonna play Clairvoyant, and I love that song." Did not play that song. Whatever, man. All right, sorry. Enough of that fucking tour.
I guess the first time I saw Coheed was in 2003 at Music Midtown in Atlanta. But I was so far up my dad's ass with, like, classic rock, I didn't give him enough of a chance. And I was like,
how the fuck did you see Coheed in 2003 and not know them?
Ryan was tainted by the hyper-judgmental society and allowed them to help him make musical decisions.
Basically. I was super into, like, heavy classic rock, like CCR, Tom Petty. I saw that time, Trillville, which...
No, that's tight as fuck. What I'm saying is, so you saw them in 2003, and were you a fan at that point?
I won't say I was a fan.
Led you from being a hard rock or a hard classic rock fan to going to see Coheed, especially at a time where, I'll be honest, not the most popular band in the world at that point. Like, yes. Good Apollo hasn't come out. I think In Keeping Secrets was the only release. How the hell?
It was a festival, wasn't it? You were at Music Midtown. It was a festival.
Yeah, I was
right?
At Music Midtown in Atlanta.
What the fuck? That's crazy, bro.
Okay, but like, how many times you go and you see bands and like you don't like?
No, it's not crazy that I didn't vibe with them. It's crazy that I saw them in 2003. That's insane.
Yeah,
I'm fucking up your story. I'm sorry about that.
God damn it, Rob.
Go ahead.
I didn't vibe with them super super hard because I was like, oh, the lead singer sounds too much like a girl, like blah 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 blah, all this. This, that, and the other that people used to, or people are usually saying. And then I met or reconnected with a friend named Will, who, like, Coheed was his shit. Like, Coheed was his band. He took me to see Coheed at the Tabby. It was their last Neverender at the Tabby. And I saw them, and I didn't want to, like, go into the middle of the crowd because I didn't know them that well, so I stayed on the sidelines. But, like, the energy that they brought when I was seeing them at the Dabby, I was like, yo, I was sold after that.
So was that during Good Apollo Neverender?
I think it was, yes, yes. It was the Good Apollo Neverender because I remember my homie Will went to the bathroom and then the writing writer, I think is what it was, queues up and he fucking bolts out of the bathroom to come back to the stage to hear shit play out. And I was like, all right, this is a super dope band.
So with all of our introductions out of the way, we know a little bit more about our friends here. We talked about some past tours, but let's move on to the future tours. Rob and I just went through pretty much everything that the Coheed Camp has going on for us this year, and by golly, is it a lot. What shows are you guys looking forward to? What songs are you looking forward to? What songs do you hope they play? And what friends and COTF do you hope to meet up with along the way?
I myself, I'm seeing them 5 times this year, which is a small number compared to 14 last year, but it's okay. I'm seeing them on the No Window, or sorry, No World, for the Waking Mind tour.
No Window, bro. Twice. I mean,
come on, it is No Window, to be honest. I'm just going to shorten it from now on. But
hell yeah, brother.
Cappy in Atlanta. And I think almost everyone I know is going to be there as far as fellow COTF. I think most people in this call, 2 people excluded, unfortunately. And then also seeing them in Birmingham and the day after the Tabby show going to Welcome to Rockville and then twice on the boat. So I'm hoping at some point in there they play Telling Truth, but they certainly won't. As far as what I'm excited to hear is The Hound. I've never heard it live. I would very much love to. And they're playing the whole album, so I think I got a pretty good chance. If they play any sort of other deep cuts, which I really doubt they would. I'm just trying to, like, I haven't heard The Crowing in a while, and I'd like to kind of hear The Crowing. If they did something like that, maybe at Rockville would be cool, but I'm expecting similar to what they did last year, which is the festivals end up being similar, if not the exact same set list, but shorter, because I think I saw them in Arizona last year in between the 2 tours, and it was basically just a 90% set list from what they did on the Great Destroyer tour. And I hope out of Window, I really want to hear Love Murder 1. Like, I do. It's my second favorite song on that album, so.
Let's fucking go, bro.
I love that song.
I think it's important to mention that the SS Neverender 2 is an homage to In Keeping Secrets and its 20-year anniversary this year. So I think if they don't play The Crowing during the tour cycle, I think we're going to hear it during the cruise. If they're celebrating that record, that's a must play, in my opinion.
Which is really cool. I was kind of hoping there'd be like a 10th year anniversary celebrated on that as well, since it doesn't seem like we're getting that Neverender. But, you know, I can't expect them to play everything all at once unless they just want to do, like, you know, a 10-day Neverender. Maybe. Anybody? Didn't get to go to the first one, you know.
Would be opposed.
Yeah, I would, 100% would not be opposed.
I will be at the New York City show for the No World for the Waking Mind tour. I am really excited in particular because this venue, let me tell you about this venue they're playing at. It is Pier 17. It's basically an outdoor venue that is on, what would it be, the East River, I guess? And the backdrop is the Brooklyn Bridge. Like, literally behind the stage is the bridge, and the whole skyline's there. It's gonna be nuts. I'm so excited. I am gonna give a shout out to Amber. I'm really excited that Amber will be there. Hi, Amber. After that, I will be going on the cruise in October, so I'm really excited. You know, I just got it approved for, like, my vacation time and everything with my job. So I was like, yes. So, yeah, I'm so soaked that, you know, the first cruise was amazing. One of the best times of my life, for sure. And, you know, we're just going to have to make it even better this time. So I'm really excited. And as far as songs, you know, this is the, you know, upcoming tour is, you know, they're playing All of No World. So from that album, I am so excited to hear Radio Bye Bye. I love Radio Bye Bye. It's, I mean, I know, you know, it, some people don't like it, but I just love that song so much. And also, I'm going to say The Road and the Damned. I think I'm looking forward to hearing that one, too. Oh, and then also from Vaxxis, too, definitely, I mean, they have to play Ladders. I'm really, you know, they have to. They can't not play Ladders. I mean, and Comatose. They haven't played Comatose yet, so I'm really hoping that, you know, those two make it into the set list.
As far as tour goes, we're just doing the Tabby. I just spent a lot of money on a lot of things, so concerts have taken a backseat this year, unfortunately. And then we're doing the cruise, and I think I'm gonna echo you, Jeremy. I really want to hear Radio Bye Bye. That's also one of my favorite songs that Coheed has done. So I'm super stoked for that. And Jeremy's actually rooming with us on the cruise. So
yes,
club suite, balcony, bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about going to Coheed shows is that we get to see people who live out of state that we don't get to see every day, or even every couple months. So yeah, that's me.
What's the question?
Well, we went over what shows you're going to because you're going with me. What song are you songs that you're looking forward to hearing?
Oh, the Incomplete. I really want to hear that for sure. I think I've seen it once live, but.
And who are you wanting to see, people wise?
Everybody. I mean.
Duh.
I'm gonna try to say this without getting emotional, but a lot of y'all know that.
Trigger warning for this, because I'm sure he's gonna mention it. Just for anybody.
A lot of y'all know that at the end of July last year, I almost died, and. The Coheed fan group showed up, and my sister started a GoFundMe for me that raised $30,000 after my heart attack and breaking my back. So, yeah, literally anybody that wants to meet me, wants to see me, I love y'all. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all.
I'm gonna fucking cry, bro. This is a big shit.
We love you, and we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna find a way on that boat. Yes.
This tour is gonna be something. Just being, everyone's gonna be fucking sobbing.
Yeah, to jump on that, Ryan, you know, I've credited you with me being here still for a lot as well. I met you on the third day of that boat, and you and Randy were just the most amazing people, and through all of us annoying the hell out of everyone on the boat in the Spinnaker Lounge asking their favorite Ninja Turtle, I was not having a good cruise to begin with, and
who's Donatello?
It's not Donatello, but that's okay.
It is Donatello.
I have
mine's Donatello too. Hell yeah, let's go.
Swords are cooler than sticks is all I'm saying, but anyway.
Shut the fuck. Are you kidding me? Rain is the coolest ball.
And blue is also better than purple, but
that I'll agree with you on.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Ryan's the most genuine and amazing person that I've ever met, and like instantly call him my best friend. So I can't wait to see. I got to see you early in July last year, and it was great. And we got to go to 3 shows together on the tour, which was amazing and one of the highlights. And I can't wait to see you again, buddy.
I can't wait to see you.
I'm not going to sit here in front like I know Ryan or like we're tight or anything like that. But I am super stoked to meet you if I get on that cruise for sure. Like, for me personally, like I saw that story hit and I saw just a flood of Children of the Fence, just to be like one of us, you know, and that means a lot. And I'm so glad you're here, truly. I mean, especially after going through something so harrowing. You've got a lot of shows, a lot of fun that you're gonna have this year, and you, I mean, sorry. it's so fucking amazing that you're here and you're gonna be able to get on that boat. You're gonna be able to see shows and see Coheed. It's really wonderful. Sorry, I'm bad with words. Go ahead. What are we talking about?
I appreciate that, dude.
Well, Ryan meets is like instantly his friend. So you've met him now. So you guys are friends. That's just the way that it works when you meet Ryan. Oh, so
yeah. From the moment he said Donatello, I knew it was meant to be.
So I'm gonna go.
I don't think I'm going to any shows at all, which is unfortunate. But you know, shit rolls downhill. But I'm trying my hardest to get on this cruise. I hear it's going to be a bitch in time. What about you, Devin? Where are you going?
Oh, boy. Well, Rob, I really do hope that you make it to the cruise and hopefully a show. We're doing a couple shows. We got the Tabby Neck. Is that what you've been calling it?
Bro, everyone is going to be sobbing at the Tabernacle.
The Tabby Neck. I like that nickname.
Rob, you got to get... But if you do get to go to a show, you got to pick Tabernacle.
It's just the Tabby. People from Atlanta, it's the Tabby.
It's the Tabby.
The best concert you'll ever go to where you think the place is going to fall apart.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, but to be fair, though, Jeremy's show is going to be probably
like
the most
beautiful thing in the world.
Agreed.
Yeah.
End of the world while you're, like, looking out in the cityscape, just like the album cover, like, that's the ultimate backdrop.
Yes.
The second to last time I saw him at the Tabby was when my feet didn't touch the ground for 25 minutes straight, and I thought I was going to die, and it was amazing. Once they hit, I couldn't help it. There was a girl who was trying to use my friend's back and my back to push back against the entire sea of people the entire show, and I could just literally, like, lift my feet up and not worry about hitting the ground. It was crazy.
That's both scary and very exciting.
Yeah, it was the BT BAM and Coheed with Russian Circles show. So that was a very fun time because Atlanta likes their metal. So
hell yeah, we're also gonna head with you and go to Welcome to Rockville as well.
Still gotta figure out how I'm getting down there.
Then we're gonna hit that Incubus show. It's gonna be cool seeing Coheed open. I wonder how they'll carry the opener energy into Incubus and if it'll translate well. Very excited to see. Then we're doing a couple LS Dune shows. We got Alpharetta. I'm going to Jacksonville. And then we got Denver.
And I got Alabama.
Hey, I'll see you there.
Hey.
Unfair. And then the cruise. For sure. It's going to be a good time. Very excited. Radio Bye Bye. That's the number one song I'm looking forward to. Beautiful Losers as well. That song's been hitting recently.
Have you not ever seen them open for a band before?
I saw them open for Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction.
I went to that show.
Which date?
It was in Virginia, so probably not the same one. Circa was there too, I believe?
Yes, Circa was there.
After Coheed.
Politics. Oh, no, we stayed for a little bit, but...
I can't do Jane's Addiction. If it was Alice in Chains first, then it would have been fine, but I can't do Jane's Addiction. They did really well with the MCR show last year in Oklahoma, so I'm assuming they'll do good with Incubus as well.
Hell
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted to go... I mean, we both wanted to go to those shows so bad.
It was nice. It was very fun.
We've seen MCR. I just, like, I gotta see him at least once, like... Just to, but apparently it's never going to happen because every show that I have tickets to just, oof.
See, that's why they have to promise to play the first album and I'll be first in line and no one else will be there.
Seeing MCR live was a life-changing experience and we were in the nosebleeds. Gerard was just incredible. The showmanship of that human was Ryan, spectacular.
Ryan, when did you see them? The reunion tour?
Yeah, we saw him in Miami this past
year. Yeah, I was still in the brace.
Oh. I actually, fun story, MCR was my second show. I actually saw them for the first time. It was the Black Parade album release show in New York.
Wow. You're
fucking insane.
Yeah,
very different first and second concerts.
By the way, how bad are all of we at our parents when we were younger? Because fucking, we could have went to these shows for like between $15 and $30 a ticket, and now it's like $800 goddamn dollars.
Do you know how pissed off I am that I never could have gone to, I never got to go to a Warped Tour ever in my life?
Oh my god.
Oh, I know.
I'm a little bit older than the
crowd
here.
My first concert was Fuel and Los Lonely Boys. Those are the headliners.
Bro, that actually sounds like the littest show ever. Holy
shit. It was super lit.
I love Fuel. I love Fuel more than the average human. And Jesus.
But Christ. Los Lonely Boys fucking brought their shit, bro.
Are they good live?
1,000%.
I mean, do they have other songs other than Heaven?
Yes.
No fucking way. That's
crazy. That first album stayed in my dad's CD player in his SN95 Mustang forever. I love that album.
I've just realized
that whole album from start to finish is fantastic.
You know, like how old people, like they would sit and talk about the weather on the porch? That's what we're doing, guys. I want you to know that.
Well, as the resident old, whose first concert, by the way, was Paul Simon, and my second concert was Genesis.
God damn.
Dude, I would kill to have seen Genesis.
It was actually pretty great.
Mine was like, Poison and Cinderella. You're preaching to the choir, brother.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
How are your AARP memberships going, guys?
Listen, back pain is a state of mind. I'm still the old asshole on the rail at every single show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, how old are you, Alyssa?
Jonas Brothers.
How old are you, Alyssa?
like
a wee baby.
10, maybe?
A baby.
How old are you now? You're clearly not 10 now.
How old am I right now? I'm 25.
She's a
baby.
My first concert was David Cassidy. My second was Green Day.
My first concert was Alabama, and my second one was Brand New.
You saw Alabama live?
That's at the Lee Civic Center.
Bro.
I was like 7 years old.
I was raised on country music. That's fucking wild, bro.
It was an amazing show.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, I always say I'm the son of Deadhead, so I was trained to be a child of the fence because all I did was go to Grateful Dead shows as a kid. So I think I've seen them almost 10 times as well.
I don't know if you can consider the Grateful Dead and Coheed, like, they're not the same.
It's more about the mentality of following a band a million times. Okay, my parents have seen, like, 75 Grateful Dead shows.
Fuck.
I'm up to 30 with Coheed. We're getting
I think I have the most fucked up second show of all time. I was entirely too young. I was like 14 years old. I went to Hollow Wicked. I don't know if you've ever heard of Hollow Wicked. But it's the Insane Clown Posse Festival. I got free tickets.
Hell yeah.
And,
Dark Carnival.
My friend and my girlfriend at the time were like, let's all go to Hollow Wicked. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And I like concerts. And so I went and just got fucking doused in Faygo. It was insane. It's the most fucked up shit. Because what they do is they shake it up. And then instead of just like tossing it out in the crowd, they fucking kick it like a football. And it just into the crowd. It's insane.
Rob, you took a spin on the Carny ride, and I applaud you for it. We went to see ICP, and they taped everything, the entire venue, with trash bags because it was the middle room at Webster Hall. So it was just in a shoebox venue, and they're popping off these bottles of Faygo. It was just a spectacle to see. We are so off track, so I will pull it back.
No, man, let's go deeper into this fucking clown rabbit hole.
I'm very excited to see Grifter from LS Dunes. I really hope that makes the set list. And Davenport Cabinet, Sister Servant. I really enjoy that song. I hope that is played on the Travis end of things. How about you, Liz?
I know we just got on the cruise, but I want 2113 again. Can't apologize for it. I'm really excited to see Ladders. I'm just going to speak it into existence and it will happen. I feel like they saw how bummed everyone was that it wasn't on the last tour, that I like feel like they have to. I'm excited to see all my homies. I'm excited to see Randy and Ryan and Josh. Jeremy, I don't think I'll see you, right?
Until the cruise.
Until the cruise. We'll see each other at the cruise.
Yeah.
But I don't think we'll, because we're not going to New York, which is very upsetting. I'm excited to see V. I'm excited to meet new people.
What am I, chopped fucking liver, Alyssa? What the fuck?
I'm not gonna see you.
Well, maybe.
We established that.
No.
I just give it a listen.
No. We're not going to say any of that. We're going to see Rob on the cruise.
Or shelved to Indiana again.
There's shit.
So?
Yeah, that was wild.
Just show us Indiana. I think. As much as I love Rob,
Rob has to come to Georgia.
What the fuck? That couch folds out, motherfucker.
I got a whole king-size air mattress here in my house, bro.
By the way, that was owned by Jaden. That's Jaden from the Discord's fucking couch.
Shout out to
Jaden. On God, he told me.
Where are you at?
I'm in Indianapolis.
Why the fuck would anyone go to Indianapolis?
I was born here, dude. What the fuck? He's up in Fort Wayne. And what happened was Jaden was like, I need a computer. And I was like, I build computers all the time. I have an extra one laying around. If you got any furniture, I'll swap. And he's like, bet. So he made a 2-hour drive down here with this couch and got it here. Like, and I was like, okay, cool. Cool as fuck. Here's the computer. Done. But perks of the
awesome.
Another example of how cool the Children of the Fence are. Definitely excited to hang with everybody and
hell yeah,
it's gonna be an awesome time. So we've covered pretty much everything that we have to cover for this episode. We're going to go around. Please tell us your socials. Give us your plugs if you've got anything else going on.
I stream on Twitch occasionally. I do Lego building. You can find me on pretty much all my socials at Randy Schmandy.
Hang on, what kind of sets do you do?
Everything. I just finished a Volvo Technic build with a light kit. So,
which was hella dope.
It's amazing. It took me far too long to do, but I did do 90% of that build on stream.
What's your Twitch again?
Randy Schmandy.
S-C-H-M-A-N-D-I.
Alright, I'm following you right now.
Hey!
Let's fucking go.
Hopefully I'll be able to start streaming more. I'm hopefully rolling back on my half job that I do so that I can do some streaming. You can find Ryan at Scruffy Squeegee.
Yeah, Scruffy Squeegee. For all the socials. TikTok. Instagram. Unless you're trying to friend me on Facebook, and then it's Ryan Senquez.
You can find me on Twitter at FFAJosh. You can find me on TikTok if you really want to at JoshBarnett43, because who does nicknames cool anymore? And if you, for some reason, enjoy listening to me and you want to hear me get really excited, yell, and curse a whole lot about video games, movies, and TV, you actually can listen to my podcast that I've been doing for 10 years called Free For All. Good luck finding it, because it's almost impossible to find.
You have a podcast?
Time out.
Yeah, it's not good, y'all. It's not. You don't need to listen to it.
Podcast. How do you not tell the podcast listener?
This is the box cell.
Yeah, hang on.
All right, life has gotten in the way a lot, so we don't record very much anymore. But, yes, Free For All Things Geek is what we say essentially there. And coming up in the next month or so, we're going to do our 2022 Movie Awards and 2022 Game Awards, which is like 3 days each of a million categories, and then coming up with a consensus top 10 for the year for everything we watched and played. It's been a lot of fun, but it's really at this point just an excuse for friends to get out of the house for those who have kids and families.
Send me your link.
I will.
You better.
See, I will. I don't like anyone to listen to it because I think it's awful, but sure.
There's a lot of podcasts called Free For All, so I'm going to need you to send me which one is yours.
That's why it's wonderful.
Please and thank you.
It's so hard to find.
Bro,
Josh, I will beat it out of
you. We've been doing this stinky-ass podcast for 5 fucking years, man. That's just fair. It could be worse. You could be us.
That's fair.
I think we have like 100,000 listens. We had a very dedicated listener in the Philippines for a while. You know, we get around.
Hell yeah.
Also, Donatello is the best Ninja Turtle. But
we're going back on mute now.
I'm not sharing that link anymore.
No, he's the goddamn best, and I'll continue. Even though he's muted, I know he's there with me in spirit. Isn't that right? Hell yeah, brother. Donatello's the best fucking one. Who needs a sword or a side when you can get a goddamn staff and brains to match, motherfucker? All right? He's so fucking smart. Fuck you. Fuck you, Michelangelo. You know what? We're gonna chill out.
You're getting really heated, Rob.
Listen, man, Donatello's what everyone shits on. Everyone's just like, oh, Donatello likes machines. It's like, fuck you, dude.
Anybody who can whoop your ass with a bow staff is fucking metal as fuck.
And do your goddamn taxes. Am I right or am I right?
What the fuck goes on? I don't think I, like, what goes on in the Ninja Turtles?
No, he's just the brainy one. He's just the smart one that everyone shits on for some
Ninja Turtles.
Johnny is a smart one. Mikey is the comedic relief. Anybody who says Raph is their favorite starts
red
fights
flag
when they get drunk.
Red flag. Red flag. Okay, so Alyssa, I'm coming up on a weekend that I don't have to work, and we're just going to watch Ninja Turtles since clearly...
Okay.
When you get to the movie, can we do like a group call?
Yeah.
I watch the fuck out of the movie.
We can do a group watch. So they have that watching parties now, right? You can do
Hell
that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's go.
Jeremy, where can we find you on social media?
Yes. So I am on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at jgold33. J-A-Y, gold. YouTube is mostly concert footage, from the last maybe 10 years now or so. Instagram, if anyone wants to follow me, lots of adventures when it gets nicer out. Plan to do a lot of hiking. I also want to give a shout out to my buddy Sean. Looking forward to seeing you on the cruise, buddy. Veronica as well. And I also wanted to mention, Devin, you mentioned Davenport Cabinet. I really want to hear them play Bulldozer. That's my favorite.
Hell yes. More Damned Renegades tracks, for sure.
They should play Damned Renegades and Milkfoot.
Milkfoot will probably be on there. That's an awesome track.
I just want a secret Weird Science show.
I've seen Weird Science's last show like 3 times.
I've only seen him once ever.
Just do it again. It's fine.
I agree. I'm on the same boat. Josh, if you're listening.
I am.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Oh, yeah, no.
But pressure.
But Josh.
Where can we find
but Josh?
It's FACCIOUNFOTO. I will maybe post more.
Now, that's a promise I can get behind.
And you can find us, as always, at All Things Coheed, but turn those E's into 3's because that is how we do it.
Haha, that's a Coheed number.
All right. So with that being said, this has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm Devin.
I'm Alyssa Murray.
I'm Jeremy Gold.
I'm Josh.
I'm Randy.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for tolerating us.
How about yourself, Rob? What are your plans for this year?
Okay, hang on. I can go in 1 second. I gotta stand up and I gotta put some pants on. Give me 1 second. All right. So you all can hear me now, right?
Yep.
What just happened on this podcast?
I am concerned about what I signed up for now.
Hang on. Hang on a second.
Rob, you're supposed to keep your pants on.
I thought we got through all of these stories at the beginning of the pandemic.
Sorry, I'm on call for my job, and I have to find my pager because I just heard it go off. Give me a second.
Oh, no.
But people while I'm walking around my house looking for my pager from the 90s, I guess I'll tell you about what I'm doing for this tour cycle. The answer is not shit. That's all they need to do is to say, we're not playing Three Cheers, we're not playing Black Parade, and then I'll just be there. Oh, shit. Hang on. I've got a drug deal coming in.
On this pager.
Devin, I'll come through this computer at you.
Waiting actually, for it.
I need to take
honest.
A moment. I've been really aggressive towards Devin all night, and I want to say I'm sorry. And I love you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
I'm keeping that in as a blooper, at least.
Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Why is there?
Because it's your turn.
We're waiting for you, Ryan.
We're waiting for you, Ryan. Go ahead.
All right. So.
Not everybody all. So,
I need to add a sentence there. I left it off on a.
No, leave it as is.
I was just thinking. I was like, there was definitely something else you were going to say. Yeah, like 100%. That was a mid speech.
Devin, are you good to talk? You're host too, motherfucker.
Jeremy, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
So Devin, listen. You're removed. Alyssa's the new host.
Dun, dun. My podcast.
Dun, dun. So, and my favorite album.
You're not even.
Wow.
Bro.
Bro.
He's not high. He's not like.
I just love The Color Before the Sun so much. No, but for real, my favorite album is The Color Before the Sun.
Fuck you, Devin. Gosh. You're not even speaking.
You forgot the most important thing.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
They're starting with.
Oh, we're just starting with these questions?
Why wouldn't we start with these questions?
This is off the rails,
right?
Well, there's also, you know, the how did you get into Coheed?
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's do that now.
Devin?
Future Devin, edit all of that out. You were wrong.
Am I good? Should I answer those two questions then? Okay.
I'm going to insert, well, I'm not actually, but the Patrick meme. I realize that sounded terrible in context. Patrick meme. Who are all you people? Rings under the rock. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick.
I also to say on my script here, I wanted to say fuck you to Devin for having pronounced this. We've got there's so many people.
Yeah, this is awesome. Nah.
There's no way we talk over each other.
So for this podcast, we are still we're children of the fence.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know this was an interrogation.
I know. I didn't know it was going to be a quiz.
Wait, when you say we have questions, do you mean you have questions?
The question that we ask our guests every time.
Oh, the normal shit. Yeah. Oh, this is going to go off the rails very quickly.
The best way.
Oh, by the way, new Deer Hunter dates. Let's fucking go.
And I'm blank, blank, blank. Welcome what? Home.
Oh.
This is starting amazingly.
Thanks for joining us. That's it. That's as good
That's
as
it.
It's going to get. Holy shit. No take twos. What the fuck are we doing to all these people, Devin?
Low-key, I like this vibe better. Two on top and then three on the bottom.
Okay, the recording's there. 17 minutes.
There's an inappropriate joke in there somewhere.
Oh god, my fucking TikTok's going wild. Holy
shit. Alright, wait, let me just see what the last thing we said was.
Alright, fine then.
I think it's also only like. Jeremy, do you have anything? You have a hand?
Okay.
No.
Alright. God, oh, Jeremy, put your hand down.
Oh, there's a lower hand thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to do our little outro where just the
oh,
same.
Oh, yeah, we need to say our names again. Are you ready, class?
That's it. Sure.
But I missed that was something. I was not expecting Donatello to be on the list of subjects that were important to the conversation.
Jordan is purple because I decided that's Listen, my
favorite. So if Ryan yeah. and Josh are involved in a conversation, the Ninja Turtles will be brought up.
Yeah, 100%. Sorry, you had to try and it's wrangle guaranteed. That.
It'll
when we all know Donnie is the superior one.
Man, you can only.
It's such a shitty.
We need
take that you had to wrangle that. I'm sorry.
We need poll 2.0 on the Coheed crews now.
Power Rangers is up next.
Yeah, that's the next one.
Okay.
Oh.
The Power Rangers.
Wait, okay, but that's really hard because there's like 80 million different iterations of Power
Rangers. We're only talking about
it's from Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin.
Who's your fave?
Kimberly.
If you don't pick Tommy, it feels
the
like
Pink Ranger.
Dick,
right?
Kimberly, obviously. It's Kimberly.
Black Ranger.
Green Ranger.
I throw you off of the bus.
Red.
Green Ranger is just red.
Jason. It's Jeremy. Safe choice.
Jeremy, you gonna say Jason? Really?
Can I pick the little kid from the movie?
Ain't nobody gonna say the White Ranger or Green Ranger.
Everybody can I pick the little kid that was Wrangler? I want to pick him. Holy shit.
I have no clue what you're talking about, but I watched Dragon Tales.
Hell yeah.
Dragon Tales.
My favorite was the two-headed dickhead.
What about Wishbone?
Virgins.
Yeah, Wishbone.
I love Wishbone. Wishbone is part of the reason that this library exists.
Holy shit, really?
Yes.
The dog that dressed up and participated in books.
He loved books.
Hell yeah, Wishbone.
Best Shakespeare, Sherlock Holmes adaptation ever.
Yes.
I was a PBS 100%. Kid. I watched a lot of, like, Reading Rainbow.
I loved Reading Rainbow, too.
Hell yeah, man. I love watching how crowns get made.
I do have to say, tie-dye. I found out that owning 1,000 books qualifies, that's, like, the marker for having a library, and I'm almost two-thirds of the way there, so.
That's wild. Do you have a series of unfortunate events yet? Because you need to get those 13.
It's just podcast.
Not only do I have the entire